Anything you say can be used to get you ready for some football.
I'd like to teach the world to get ready for some football.
That's right, mark it down, August 14th, 2022. The Bears preseason is starting.
And I believe the season has already been summed up. He muffed it, he got it, he ran backwards. That's our Chicago Bears first quarter analysis right there.
Are you going to adventure a season overview right now, or are you saying that's symbolic of what they're doing right now?
I still got them 3-0 to start. The picks are out there. Come and get them. Come and get them. And
there is the challenge from Lou Dickmans.
Wait a minute here. It's preseason. Kat, say hello to the fans.
Hey.
Noah's here.
Please identify yourself for the podcast fans.
Trisha. Oh. Noah.
Carol.
There you go.
Mickey.
And I'm Roy. So what have you been doing this offseason, Lou? People want to know.
I've been stalking Christy Cavallari, and I can't understand why she wants to get married again to Jay Cutler. I don't get it. She's blocked my tweets. I just don't know what to do, and I can't get on MySpace. It's crazy.
Lou, I think she said she wanted Jay to remarry, not for them to remarry.
Oh! I've been stalking for nothing. Oh, well.
Lou, of course, we know you're a fan of the New York Giants, so do you have any Giants stuff to give us?
The Joggernuts from Jersey. 3-0.
All right, so there you go. You've already predicted a good one-fifth of the season. So I see today they're doing Deflator Mouse is making his debut, Matt Eberflus.
Oh, Deflator Mouse. Yes, yes. And I can
see
he's
very cultural here.
He's done very well with the new team.
Only 14-0.
Down only 14. Well, hey, they were a Super Bowl champ, what, 12 years ago, Kansas City?
And the New York Giants got a designation as one of the 12 most annoying teams in the NFL. Or no, annoying fans, excuse me.
They stand
me.
Proud at number 6. Our friends from Philadelphia take the crown, as always.
Yes, they do.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Joel, coming in with are you originally a Philly fan?
I married a Philly fan. It's in the ring. The Super Bowl ring.
Oh, ouch!
That must be before Brady got in the league.
What is your fandom?
Go with the marriage.
Oh my God! So you switched allegiances?
I made her a Cubs fan. She made me an Eagles fan.
Oh man, that's so sweet. Trisha, what's your fan?
I'm a Chicago fan.
So you don't particularly follow football, but you...
No, I mean, fair weather, yeah. We've been 75, and the conditions
you came twice on the podcast.
So you won't go to a bar and watch the game?
Once in a while. All right. Yeah.
This has been a compelling interview.
Charles, he's blushing.
It's been a compelling interview.
Oh, yeah, hasn't it? I'm sure that everybody's on the edge of your seats.
I don't know, but we'll soon find out.
Lou!
Yeah, I'm all ears. What's going on here?
I'm trying to think of something to rank.
There's nothing to rank. You got it, man. You got it. We're on. It's preseason.
That's right. We're only warming up.
We're warming up with the table of meat. We got tomb steak today.
Very good.
Yes, yes, yes.
That'll be every Sunday during the season at the Sovereign. Let us plug it. So we can get our usual dozen folks.
A dozen? I would like to thank the two people for coming here for the opening kickoff.
doing one. So do you actually seek out Eagles games and watch them?
If they'll play in Central Time, yeah, absolutely.
Is there an Eagles bar in Chicago?
There is a singular Eagles bar in Chicago, and it's a douchebag bar, so we don't go there. No.
And that's why they're the number one most annoying fans, the Philadelphia Eagles. Even their bar is annoying. All right, Commissio, how do you got the Bears doing this year? Vegas has them at 6.5 games.
Oh, okay. I was thinking 9-8, but that's before I do the prediction show, so.
Oh, look at you keeping it all under drift.
Well,
here.
I always change my mind, but if I'm going to be honest, they'd be lucky to be 9-8.
Lucky to be 9-8. Okay, you've heard it here.
Are you going to make a Giants prediction while we're here?
Oh, yes. The Giants are going to win their division, probably with 11 games.
All right, there you go. Win the division with 11 games. That's an 11-6 record as I do my math.
That makes 17.
You're good at math.
Yes, I'm getting there. All right, I'm trying to think of a question of the week as I'm sitting here.
All right, come on.
Lou, what? Which of these bottles are the weirdest one that anybody's ever asked for? Of all these bottles behind you.
Of all these bottles behind me, I can just say, really, nothing weird, but no one's asked for Spearmint Schnapps ever.
There you go.
So that lets you know how long that bottle's been there.
That could be the shot of the season.
That could be the training camp special, August 28th. Spearmint Schnapps shots, 275.
All right, doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend. Go
Bears!
This is the commish. Welcome you back to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by, are you ready for some football? At the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou kicks you off. Frank.